This is CPR News and KRCC. I'm Stina Sieg in Grand Junction. Governor Jared Polis and state officials are warning of extremely high fire risk this summer. They held a briefing Thursday on Colorado's wildfire conditions. KUNC's Lucas Brady Woods reports for the Colorado Capital News Alliance.
Fire risk is expected to peak in June and July. Officials say nearly the entire state will be experiencing drought during those months, with the Front Range and Western Slope seeing the most severe conditions. That's due in large part to this year's record low snowpack. Mike Morgan leads the Colorado Division of Fire Prevention and Control.
We are facing a very challenging fire year where our resources will be tested across not only Colorado, but across the West.
Other states, including Utah and New Mexico, are also facing increased fire risk. Officials say shared firefighting equipment and personnel will be in high demand. They also urge the public to be especially careful not to spark wildfires. More than 90% are caused by people.
That was Lucas Brady Woods for the Colorado Capital News Alliance. Friday nights might get a little longer. The city of Denver is proposing that bars and nightclubs can stay open until 4 a.m., but they'd have to stop serving alcohol at 2 a.m. The goal is to avoid that 2 a.m. exodus that sometimes leads to chaos and fights on the streets. A city council committee will consider the changes in June. If it gets final approval, it will go into effect next year. For Denver today, sunny skies with highs in the lower 60s, slight chances for thunderstorms across the metro area. For Colorado Springs, partly sunny and upper 50s with a chance for showers. In Vail today, the 50s with possible afternoon snow. It's CPR News and KRCC.